payables, so that's the $1.5 million that we currently
Correct.
owed to Mesa County, per the contract. Then on the P&L, I mean, everything's pretty normal. Our unrealized gain for the fund is $50,412.47. Got dividends. And then our expense there, a contract expenditure for the $1.5 million. And then the last page is the detail of the grants that are currently payable as of June 30th. All the checks were cleared as of Do you guys have any questions or concerns about, I know the $1.5 million is a bit of a different line item than what we normally have. Then the remaining $324,000, I believe, will be added once the new monies come in and the board approves that payout.
Questions for Nancy? No. Not all entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve the financial statement presentation. All in favor say aye, say
aye.
All in favor
aye.
Say aye. Yeah. Thank you. Review of investment account.
Mm-hmm.
That's not here.
That's
so.
Not here, but we do have the quarterly report attached. I won't even attempt to try and explain this. So
basically, it's flat, but it's not going down.
Right. And we do plan to have him here in August to go over the investment account.
During the same meeting?
Yep.
Do we need a motion to approve that, or we good?
No.
Okay. Unless you guys have questions or something else there, we'll move along. And that brings us to the review of and possible approval of an amended budget. I think we really kind of need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that Nancy?
Yes. So, Dusty, I'm going to start at that first tab on the Excel spreadsheet. I'll let you get it up.
There it is. Okay. This one? Oh, wait, we did it. You get a new one. Okay, that's what it was. Sorry.
Actual numbers where they fell for 2018, so the beginning balances are the correct beginning balances for 2018. The Anvil Points disbursement money of the $120,402 is actual, so that's what we actually received in 2019 for that. The Federal Mineral Lease receipt is adjusted up. If you flip over to the revised notes tab, that one shows the two projections that I use in order to get that number. So the first one, it comes from the Colorado Legislative Council, so it's the June report, and it is estimating a 24.1% increase over the prior. And then the Colorado State of Planning and Budget is estimating at 30.2%. So I took the average of that, the 27%, And based on prior year federal mineral lease receipt money, that's how I come to the 937,505 number.
Okay.
The administrative expenditures, so if you look, we were actually down from our budget from the prior year. So I used the 3,500, the idea being that if we pass a budget and we are $1 off, like above in administrative cost, we'd need to redo the budget and have another amended budget. So I went ahead and kept it at that 3,500 just to give us a little bit of a cushion. I'd like to keep it as close as possible, but allow for some overage on the audit. So we were quoted, given a quote, and as far as I know, it should come in at that amount, but I went ahead and bumped it up just slightly up to the 4,000. Contract labor, if you switch over to the supporting documents tab, what I did was I took the actual of where we were running for 1-1 through 6-30 of 19, and then I used the prior year July through December with a few caveats. So I did up the legal fees slightly because I assumed that the June invoice was going to be higher than normal. And then same with the accounting services. So I took what was in our WIP, basically, that needs to be billed out, and added it to what we had billed out for the end of the year. And then, of course, we know what Dusty is going to bill us for the next little while. So I took those amounts and I rounded up to the 72,500.
Okay.
Insurance, we know what that is. We pay that out once a year. Mm-hmm. So I left that. Advertising, I left it what we had on our prior year budget. We did come in slightly under in 2018. Assumed no contributions to the permanent fund for this year. And then there's the contract payment to Mesa County. The grants approved and paid, and approved but unpaid, if you add those two numbers together, that is the amount that was in our grants payable as a 1231. The grants, and then I added the verbiage and contracts. So this is the available amount to award, either in grants or contracts. So that would include, if we pay out that $324,000, we wouldn't need to pass an additional amended budget for 2019. But if you notice, it's that same number as what we're assuming that we're projecting that we're going to be receiving in mineral lease money this year. And the reason for that is so that obviously we're going to come in under because we have to cover our operating and stuff like that. But that gives us some leeway where we're not capping ourselves to say we can't grant out a certain amount of money.
I'm a little concerned. Is it okay to ask a question?
Yes, please.
I'm a little concerned with us just plugging a zero in on that permanent fund.
On the permanent fund.
If we did get the million, I mean, it's obviously it's going to be a discussion because we've got the county money coming out of there. But if we got 900,000, 900 and some change or whatever, we could put some money in the permanent fund. I'm uncomfortable with just saying it's going to be a goose egg.
You're right. I agree with that, because then if we do decide to put it in the permanent fund, or the board decides to put it in the permanent fund, we'd have to amend.
Right.
In the board's opinion, what allocation should we use there? Should we, I think in the past we've done 50%.
Well, I'm just one board member, but you know, given the fact that we didn't have any grant cycles, or not going to have any at all in 2019, I don't want to take, when we owe Mesa County more money, I don't want to take another big chunk out of it and put it in the permanent fund so that we've got two grant cycles next year of 100,000 each. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I guess I think $100,000. It shows support for the permanent fund, but on the same, it shows recognition for the other obligations of the district. That'd be good.
With that said, Craig, with the $100,000, on the line for the permanent fund, can I go ahead and leave the grants and contracts potentially be available to be awarded at that 937?
No, I think you've got to pull that down by 100.
You want to pull that down by 100?
Did you change that?
I just, on this one.
Down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. This pulls from there.
Right.
So I moved it.
I subtract.
If you just add it here and then.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then I just did a subtraction.
Let's undo that. Sorry.
Don't we have to make that commitment to Mesa County in there?
The $324,000?
Yeah. I mean, because if we get that money in August, which is when we'll get it, correct?
September.
September.
Okay, so September or October. We're under an agreement that we will give them that $324,000, correct? So that will happen in this calendar year. So when we did that, we'd be filing another amended budget.
So I included that under the grants and contracts.
Okay.
Available to award.
Oh, that's why you call it, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's strong enough wording to cover that, or do you really want to just separate line item and just really spell it out?
Spell it out.
I'd like to see a separate line item.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, the answer.
Yeah, let's see that. That way there's no confusion.
Yeah,
okay.
Somebody should be able to look at it and see what we're doing.
Want the world to know we're giving them that money. Right, John?
Pardon?
We want the world to know they're getting that money.
Good idea.
We
could have Patrick back down here, ask two letters, run up a legal bill with our guy.
Please don't do that. Yeah.
Well, as much fun as
haven't
we have
suffered
been.
Enough?
Huh?
Haven't we suffered enough?
You like losing sleep, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You like losing sleep, don't you?
You want to plug in?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which time? Yep, that's right. I'm not sure if that helped or hurt. It's thinking.
We can see what you did there.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Is the payment two part okay?
What's that?
I designated payment two, is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter? Okay.
Yeah, that makes it clear.
It is a contract, so we could put in there a contract payment to Mesa County, but yeah, you got the permanent fund, you got the 1.5, 324, what's left? I think you got it. It's fine. Gentlemen?
I'm good.
Looks good to me.
Our motion?
I would move we accept the budget as it is.
As amended?
As amended.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Thanks, Nancy. Good work.
Is the full contract going to be online? You can put it online.
The contract?
Yeah.
It is. It's under, it should be under legal. I put it up there right after they signed it.
Oh, you guys already signed it.
Yeah, they signed it there.
Same day?
Yeah, they signed it same day, and it was, so we put it up there. Last one.
Unscheduled business. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
We adjourn. What day is our meeting?
The 21st of August.
Second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.
Meeting adjourned 2:39.